for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
This is the Monday evening service of December the 26th, 1994, of the Midwinter Family Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Tommy Cook is the speaker for the evening.
Yea, for I am in the midst of thee, saith the Lord. Yea, I should draw you unto myself and unto each other, saith the Lord, that you might be strengthened in the, by the power of the might of the blessed Lord. Yea, I call upon thee to be attentive and to learn of me, saith the Lord. Yea, that thou might walk in my ways until thou hast walked into perfection, saith the Lord. Yea, I call thee unto holiness. Yea, and anything short of this will not suffice for your life, saith the Lord. Yea, it is the Lord that dealeth with thee even now. Yea, I'm calling thee to a greater, more stricter walk, saith the Lord. Yea, I am gathering you unto me even now. Yea, I shall pull thee tightly to my bosom, saith the Lord. Yea, and I shall nurture thee. Yea, and thou shalt grow like a calf, a fatted calf in a stall, saith the Lord. And none shall overcome thee. Yea, but thou shalt walk in holiness, and in the power of the Almighty shalt thou go forth and do exploits, for the Lord thou God calleth thee, saith the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
I'm so glad that I have found that that name is higher than any other. All power in heaven and in earth, all authority is in that wonderful, glorious name of our Lord. And He hath purposed some things for us in Himself before the foundation of the world, and hath declared that none shall hinder.
Hallelujah.
And He hath purposed to destroy every covenant that's been against us. He's broke the covenant with darkness by bringing light. He's broke the covenant with death by bringing us life.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And He has purposed great victory for us while we are yet here.
Yes. Amen.
Matter of fact, He's looking for some folks who don't want to fly off somewhere, but want to stay here and take the kingdom.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yes. But the prophets and the law was until John. And then the kingdom was declared, and men pressed into it. Glory. And that kingdom that was established has been promised to break in pieces every other kingdom. It will never be abdicated, turned over anybody else, but it shall grow like a mountain and fill the whole earth, and all the nations shall flow unto it. We have nothing but glory and victory ahead of us. Though Satan hath devised every plan to get rid of us, we're living in the day when Haman's about to be hung on his own noose. And the victory of the church is going to be declared. In our Sunday paper, just yesterday, is an article concerning the Pentecostals. I think it's 750 million approximately around the world. And there are people are receiving the baptism of the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues at the rate of 50,000 every day. This come from the Globe out of Massachusetts, Boston Globe. Something's happening in the heavenlies. We're hearing the rumblings of it. And we're going to shout in the victories of it. And we're going to have a glorious time in Jesus' name. Praise God.
Said the violent take the kingdom by force. And amen. And
and the children of the Lord are beginning to become violent. But Satan underfoot. And the king, you know, the kingdom was established, and the kingdom is, and the kingdom now is in you and me. At this hour, we are the kingdom. And it's our responsibility to see that the kingdom expands and grows as the glory of the Lord enters in and flows out through us unto those about us. Help us to be a light to those about us. Amen. 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 Well, it's just about offering time. Come up here and tell these people hello and tell them what we expect out of them in the morning at 6 o'clock and who's going to be here.
Praise the Lord. Well, I'm happy to be here. Happy to be here. Happy to see all of y'all. We hold an intercessory prayer meeting on every morning at 6 o'clock. And invite all of you to come down. Jesus is here. Come down and meet Jesus. And we intercede for Camp Brown, for the ministers, for Glenn and Irma, for nation, missionaries, for our schools, for whoever else God lays on our hearts. And then we pray for problems for your for families, and then we pray for people, and we just pray. God called me to intercession in 1981. And I teach a little on intercession to try to, when we first start, I don't do a lot of teaching. We do a lot of praying. That's what we had morning prayer meeting for, is to pray. But I do sometimes teach a little bit about prayer and our order of service, so you know what to expect. But basically we pray, and Jesus honors prayer. He honors his earnest, heartfelt prayer. The prayer of a righteous man is effective and availeth much. It says, for Elijah was a man like you. And so come and pray with us and help us move mountains. This world is full of mountains that need to be moved. And you know, as you pray for others, God meets your need. He meets you where you are. Scripture says, give. And it shall be given unto you, pressed down, shaken together, flowing over. God will pour it into your bosom. I tell you, folks, if you need what you got to need, you need to give. I'm in your prayers, and give for others. God will meet your need. Love, give love. If you got a financial need, give out of your need. If you give with the right spirit, God will give back. God loves a cheerful giver, one who cheerfully gives, just gives. You don't give to get. You give because God loves a cheerful giver. You give because you want to be pleasing to God. You want to be obedient to God, be pleasing and bear fruit to Him. Come on down and we'll give God some praise and intercession and meet with Him in the morning. 6 o'clock.
Well, it's a privilege this evening to have Brother Jack Harris back with us. And I'm going to ask him to come and greet us before Tommy comes to minister the word of the Lord this evening. Brother Jack Harris.
Thank the Lord. It's a pleasure to be here. Looking forward to great things. Great things are transpiring in the world this day. I was pleasantly surprised to hear the statistic, Brother Mower, 50,000 a day. That's of the increase of his government and peace. There shall come no end. There is a power struggle in every form of government at this very moment, whether it be social or dealing with society, economy, or religion. There's the greatest power struggle going on in Washington than has gone on in a long time. Everybody's calling in all their debts. Yeah. See who's going to be the top man when the shuffle's over.
ever, oh, there are many vying for the same position. And then if you leave Washington and come to your state capitals, you've got the same thing. Hey, it's that time of the year. And with this great shuffle at the head in November, it encouraged all of them to let's play ball. And we just can't tell how it's going to come out, can we? But that's why that I'm thrilled with what the kingdom of God's doing. You don't have to wonder about this. There may be many power struggles, but God's going to shuffle all of it aside. Hallelujah. And raise up who he wants to bring the church out of this last hold of bondage. Hallelujah. Oh, why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth take counsel against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break his bands asunder. Let us cast his cords from us. He that setteth in the heavens shall laugh. He shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak to them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. Yet have I set my king in my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree, the Lord hath said unto me, thou art my son. This day have I begotten thee. Ask of me, and I'll give you the heathen for thine inheritance, the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Thou shalt rule them with a rod of iron, dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Be wise, you kings and you judges of the earth, serve the Lord with fear. Rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry with you. And you perish from the way when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they that do put their trust in the Lord. Lord, how art they increased that trouble me? Many there be that rise up against me. Many there be that say of my soul, there's no help for him in God. But thou, Lord, art my shield and my glory and the lifter up of mine head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me. I laid me down and I slept and I waked, for the Lord sustained me. I won't be afraid now if 10,000 people gather themselves together against me. Rise up, my Lord, and save me, my God. Thou hast smitten all mine enemies upon the cheekbone. You've broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongeth to thee, and thy blessings are upon all of your people. Praise the Lord. It's too late for the heathen to rage. He already has set his king in his holy hill of Zion. In the foreknowledge of the Almighty, hallelujah, it's all over. It's all over and we have won. Praise the Lord. Paul said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life that I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. I love that scripture because it tells me that I'm living by not my faith, but by his faith. Hey, he believed I could do it. Hallelujah. And when I think of him believing that I can do it, makes me believe I can do it too. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Oh, nothing can stop me from coming to Zion. Hallelujah. If God be for us, who can be against us? For if he that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not also with him freely give us all things? Hallelujah. Oh, he's just, I tell you that God is aiming good things toward you. Hallelujah. He has you in his good thoughts tonight. He's going to take you one of a family and two of a city and bring you to Zion. Savior shall come up on Mount Zion. Oh, and then the judgment begins. Blessed be God. Thank God forever. God's great, isn't he? Hallelujah. Oh, I appreciated this prayer. I was remembering, my mind flashed back to an incident that happened years ago. I had gone over to a community their pastor had left, and it was an old consolidated church, a good church. And didn't have a pastor, And I hate to say this, but I was the president of a fellowship. God forgive me. And and I was taking this young guy over there to install him as pastor. He was taking a presbytery. He's going to set him in, you know, right. And so... But the people looked at him, and he looked young. He was young, but, I wasn't ancient either at that time. This has been some near 40 years ago, I'm still actually probably in my 20s, late 20s, and he was in his early 20s. They questioned right in the service, somebody questioned, "Hey, Brother Jack, you think that this brother can do that? He's very young." And before I could answer him, an elderly saint over on this side raised up and said, "If we pray for him, he can." Yeah. He said, if we pray for him, he can. And I said, "Well, I guess that's your answer." And as far as I know, he's still there. I guess. Hallelujah. If he's gone, he just left recently, and he'd be like, 60 years old now. And he's made a tremendous, had a tremendous ministry. Traveled widely and pastored that same church all the time. God can do anything, can't you? Hallelujah. It don't always take somebody. It looks real dignified and learned, and sometimes that can get in our way, can't it? What did Paul say? I like the, we talk about the fivefold ministry and everybody wants to be in the hand ministry. Well, there's two fivefold ministries. There's another one, and I don't know if you'd want to be in it or not. It's it's in 1 Corinthians chapter 1. He chose the foolish. The foolish things of the world to confound the wise. He chose the bays. Do you want to be foolish or bays? And he chose those that were not. Well, I don't know if we want to get in that fivefold ministry or not, but that's what God's done it with, isn't it? You can get too smart and get in your own way. Hallelujah. I like the wisdom that God gives. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm not for ignorance, but I say learn all you can and then yield it to God. God bless it. I kindly go over that. The old school that I came up through, they were strict. I mean, they were strict. I spent several years learning what all we were against. I never did learn what we were for. So I left. Hallelujah. I often say that I'm a come out of the come outers. I've never been kicked out of anywhere, but I've come out. Hallelujah. And I'm not too good to come out again. Hallelujah. I've tried to follow the Lord, and I believe I have done it. And I came out without making enemies. On every departure, I made no enemies. And I treat everybody honorable, but God is leading us on, isn't he?
Yes.
I remember years ago I went and a preacher friend of mine that was with the denomination that I like the denomination. As denominations go, it's my second pick. And he invited me to preach at this church. So I said, "Well, I don't guess it'd get you any problems. They know that I'm an independent preacher and I preach Revelation." He said, "I can handle it." I said, "Won't you preach? I want my state overseer to come hear you." And so he invited state overseer. Now you know what denomination it was, Ben. And you're not as up on this as I am. But he said, so I went and preached for him, and the state overseer came, and he preached good enough, made sinners shout.
And he liked it, and the overseer, he liked it, so the pastor come down and said, Brother Jackson, the overseer wants to scoop coffee, so he wants to talk to you. So we went for coffee, and he approached me right away, and he said, I'd like to have you in our organization. And I said, well, his brother told you that I'm not very organizational-minded. I don't pick at him, but I'm just not organizational-minded. He said, well, I could make you a good offer. And I said, well, make it. Go ahead. He said, well, I start you off right now, tomorrow, make you state evangelist. And that sounds pretty good. But I said, well, wait a minute. What does that mean? I mean, you know, the title sounds good, but what does it mean? Well, he said, you can preach anywhere in Texas, in any of our churches, anywhere in Texas. And I said, well, as I think about it, it doesn't sound like much of a promotion. I don't mean to be smart with you, but it doesn't sound like much promotion to me. I'm preaching all over the world now. Hallelujah. I like Texas, and I know it's big, but hey. Well, God loves all of his children, Dave. Hey, he's finally going to shake us right over in the pot that he wants us in. And then he's going to bring this thing into focus, wind it up fast, and we're going to be over yonder in the dispensation of the kingdom before you hardly know it. Hallelujah. And then we're going to wipe away everything that looks contrary to God. And sweep the floor clean. And at the end of that journey, we'll wake up in a new heaven and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. Hallelujah. Thank God forever. Let's give him a big old praise offering. I sit down and let's come.
Brother Tommy Cook, to those of you who aren't acquainted with him, has a fellowship over in Tulsa.
Praise the Lord.
And in between that, when he's not doing anything else, well, he's traveling to Lake Hamlin Bible Camp and up to Indiana and up into Nebraska and over to England and half a dozen other places. But he's a minister and prophet of the Lord, in my opinion, and we're privileged to have him. Stand with him. Amen. While he prays.
Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you again tonight for this time together, Lord. We bless your wonderful name. We give you honor and praise and glory. Lord, thank you for all those that have come to this meeting. Thank you for the ministry that are here, Lord. We ask your blessing upon them. And Lord, especially tonight, we ask your blessing upon this word as it goes forth. Quicken us, Lord. We ask in Jesus' name. And we all said, amen. 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 God love you and God bless you. Praise the Lord. Turn to the book of Luke, chapter 17. We'll start with a scripture there. Chapter 17 of the book of Luke. And the Lord gives a scripture in verse 34. I tell you, in that night there shall be two men in one bed. The one shall be what? Taken. The other shall be left. I mean, how many of you want to be on the first load? That's the wrong load. Two women shall be grinding together. The one shall be taken, the other shall be left. Two men shall be in the field, the one shall be taken, the other. And they answered and said to him, where, Lord? And he said to them, whithersoever the body is, thither will the eagles be gathered together. But another translation says, whithersoever there is a dead body, there the vultures will flock, he replied. Another scripture says, another translation says, when they heard this, they asked, where, Lord? And he said, where the corpse is, there the vultures will gather. How many know that is not a, quote, rapture like we've been taught? We're going to fly out of here. How many believe that? How many know that's a dead body? Now, going to chapter 17, he was saying all that. Then we start in chapter 17 of the book of Luke. Chapter 18. Then he gave them, in chapter 18, he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. saying, there was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of mine adversary. And he would not for a while. But afterward he said within himself, though I fear not God, and nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. And notice, the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge saith. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth. How many has ever pondered that last part? That last part. Shall he find faith on the earth? Praise God. Now, how many know that such faith is not found in the masses of popular religion? Are you hearing me? Such faith is not found among even average Christians who are babes in Christ many times. And such faith is not found even in charismatics who are still looking for a rapture. Come on. Many are sitting in the rapture rockers waiting for the blast-off button, right? Okay. Then he said something. Jesus said something here. He said, to this end, E-N-D. Did you see that in the scripture? To this end. In other words, there's a people who shall move in a realm of prayer that shall bring them to the end. How many know we're coming to the end? Do you believe that? Yes. Amen. Praise God. Now, God will see their faith. God will hear their cry. Hallelujah. And God will deliver them speedily, it says. That's what the scripture says. Amen. How many believe that before Jesus comes, there's a people going to cry out for deliverance? And they're going to cry out. And how many know when we start crying, God starts moving? Hallelujah. Amen. And we know that this will happen at the time of the Son of Man coming. We know that. Praise the Lord. Now, look in Romans 16, a familiar scripture. I can quote probably most of it, but let's just turn over there. And I believe God's going to deliver us as a people, don't you?
Amen.
Praise God. And Romans 16, verse 20, says this, and the God of peace shall bruise, literally crush, Satan under your feet shortly. I may believe God's got a feet company he's going to raise up, is raising up.
Yeah.
He's going to bruise the enemy. Hallelujah. And he's going to be under our feet. Amen? Yeah. I've learned two things. I don't know anything apart from Jesus. Without him, I can do nothing. And I also know that God be true and every man a liar.
Yeah.
I mean, no, he is all truth.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And yet he's going to bruise Satan under our feet shortly. Amen? Praise God, I believe that. Look in Romans 9:28. While we're here in Romans, another scripture, 9:28. I believe it's 9:28. He will finish the work. He will cut it short in righteousness, because a short work will the Lord make upon the earth. Hallelujah. When God gets to moving, how many know it doesn't take him very long to do what he's going to do?
Amen.
Amen? Now, it says here in Luke 18, when the Son of Man comes, shall he find faith on the earth? That's a question. Amen? What faith are we talking about there in Luke 18? What faith are we talking about? I want to read that again. When the Son of Man comes, shall he find faith on the earth? What faith? Well, we're talking about his faith. Are you hearing me? Hallelujah. The faith of a people, listen, God, this is God in the people. The faith of the people who are believing God to give them the final victory over the devil and his kingdom, or over the adversary. That's what he's talking about there in chapter 18. Amen? How many need some victory over your adversary tonight? How many know it will not happen unless we exercise faith? How many believe that? Praise God. They're believing God to bring his elect body of his chosen ones into their full inheritance as well. Praise the Lord. That's 1 Peter chapter 1. And they're believing God's kingdom, God's will, God's kingdom shall be done in this earth as it is in heaven. Amen? Hallelujah. There's a lot we could talk about there. Now, in verse 1 of chapter 18, there, Luke, look there again. Notice what he said. He spake a parable to them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. Well, how many know we've all fainted somewhere along the line? Isn't that right? And that another translation says men ought always pray and not cave in. Another one says not give up. None of them says lose heart. That's right. And yet Jesus said men ought always pray and not faint. So if we don't faint, we don't cave up, we don't cave in, we don't give up and lose heart, we shall receive what we believe for.
Amen.
Amen? Hallelujah. Now this cry is going up before God. These intercessors are crying out. We're talking about God's elect now. Hallelujah. And when we pray, we've got to believe. It says here, the elect are doing something. They're crying out day and night. That's intercession, isn't it? Hallelujah. 24 hours a day. Well, the enemy accuses us 24 hours a day, day and night, Revelation said. And yet God is a people that's crying out day and night. Look in also in Ezekiel 9:4. Let's see this cry. Ezekiel 9:4. Turn there, please. Ezekiel 9:4. There's a cry coming up before the Lord. And you'll notice it says here, and the Lord said to him, go through the midst of the city, through the midst of Jerusalem. Now, Jerusalem today is a church. How many know we're Jerusalem too?
Yes.
Set a mark upon the foreheads of the men that sigh and that cry. That's the intercessor. And notice, they're sighing and crying for all the abominations that be done in the midst thereof. And so God is sealing these people that are crying out. The sons of God are being sealed because they seek God. Yes. Hallelujah. Then Matthew 25:6. There's a cry. Matthew 25:6. It says at midnight, there was a cry made. How many believe midnight's coming?
Yes.
Midnight's coming. You know, midnight's between 2 days. But once you go a minute past midnight, you're on the downscale going towards morning. Isn't that right? But it's the darkest hour, so to speak. Midnight, there was a cry made. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go you out to meet him. And I believe the Holy Spirit is that cry in the midst of a people. Hallelujah. Anyway, there's a cry at midnight. There's a cry against abomination. Praise the Lord. Then Psalms 106:44 talks about this cry. 106:44, it says, nevertheless, he regarded their affliction or their distress when he heard their cry. And God sees us in our distress. God sees us in our affliction. Are you hearing me? And the elect of God are crying out here in Luke 18 for God to avenge them. Hallelujah. God will not disappoint them. Amen? Oh, no. Praise God. Now, you'll notice he started chapter 18 and he says, he spake a parable unto them. How many know the word parable means a proverb? Now, look over in Proverbs chapter 1 just a minute. Let me show you. Scripture then, Proverbs 1. Proverbs 1, look at verse 5, 6, and 7 here just a minute. And it says, a wise man will hear and will increase learning. How many believe that?
Yes.
I believe it. A man of understanding shall attain to the wise counsels. To understand a proverb. And this word, again here, is what we're talking about, is a parable. To understand a proverb. And the interpretation, the words of the wise, and their what? Dark sayings. They're like a puzzle or a riddle or a speech or hard questions is what he's saying here. Well, to understand the riddle, how many know Samson gave out a riddle one time? And to understand the parable, the riddle, you see, are the puzzle, the hard questions, how many know it takes the Holy Spirit to unlock those things? Amen? And he said, to understand a proverb and interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings, the fear of the Lord, there it is the beginning of knowledge, and fools despise wisdom and instruction. How many believe to understand this book, we've got to have some fear of God in us? We touched on that last night. There will be no revival without the fear of God. There will be no truth coming forth unless we have the fear of God. We could go on and on. I mean, oh, we need that tonight in us, individually and corporately. Amen? Praise God. Now, back in Luke 18, Jesus said something here. He's talking about the elect of God, isn't he? Now, the word is eklektos, the word for elect, the chosen of God. How many know many are called? Help me now. And few are chosen. And that word called means many are appointed, you see. But only few are chosen. And that word elect means chosen. It means selected. It means favored. It means to make a choice or to choose out. Now, ecclesia, the word for church, means a calling out, called out ones. I mean, on Revelation, there's seven churches. That's ecclesia. That's the called out. But he makes a distinction between them and the overcomers. I mean, know that God has called out, called us out of the world, called us out of religious systems. Isn't that right?
Yes.
But yet we've got to overcome. Hallelujah. And so, Matthew 16, look there just a second. Matthew 16. Verse 16, Simon Peter answered and said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said to him, Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah. Flesh and blood is not revealed to thee, but my Father which is in heaven. Now, Simon means hearing. I mean, thank God we can hear tonight. Bar means son, and Jonah means dove. Hallelujah. Hearing the dove. Well, how many know he heard the dove? He heard the Spirit, didn't he? Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus said, this was revealed by my Father. In verse 18, I say unto thee that thou art Peter. And upon this rock, I mean, that spiritual rock in 1 Corinthians 10 was Christ.
Yes.
And this, upon this rock, the rock is Christ, the anointed one. I mean, no, he's building this church. He's building. He said, I will build my what? My ecclesia, my call that one, my church. Hallelujah. He's doing it. Amen?
Yes.
So he's called us, but that's not enough. There's a people chosen. Where are we chosen? We're chosen in the furnace of affliction. How many believe that? And there's the people Ephesians says was chosen before the world was. Let's go look at that. Look at that. Ephesians chapter 1. To be sons. Hallelujah. Ephesians 1 verse. Excuse me, I always quoted that before the foundation of the world. Verse 4. According as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy without blame before him in love. Hallelujah. So he's chosen us in him before the foundation of the world. Praise God. So God has chosen a people before the foundation was laid. Hallelujah. Amen. We know he's chosen us to become sons. So we're chosen in the furnace of affliction. We're chosen before the world was to be a people. Amen. Praise God. Again, many are called. Few are chosen. Now look in Titus 1:1. I want to show you the faith of these elect of God that we saw there in Luke 18. Titus chapter 1. Let's see the scripture here. How many believe he's raising the elect up today? Amen. Titus 1:1. Paul, a servant of God, an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect. And that same faith and those elect are crying out right before Jesus comes to be avenged of God speedily. Hallelujah. According to the faith of God's elect and the acknowledging of the truth which is after something. Godliness. Hallelujah. Turn to Matthew 24, verse 20. 24, 20, Jesus said these words there in Matthew 24. He said, But pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. I won't go into that, but verse 21. Then shall be what? Great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, nor ever shall be. And then verse 22, except those days should be shortened, those days of tribulation, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. How many know the devil would like to kill, destroy every man, woman, boy in the world? But for the elect's sake, God has shortened those days. How many know that God's going to rise up in elect people? The devil will seek to destroy the world, but God will raise himself up in elect people at that time. How many believe that God will use his elect in this end time? Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Then we come on down to verse 24. For there shall rise false Christs, false prophets, show great signs and wonders, and so much that if it were possible, they shall deceive. Notice, not just the elect, but the very elect. And then we go up to verse 29. Verse 29. Praise God. Verse 29. Jesus. He says something here. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be dark, and the moon shall not give her light. The stars shall fall from heaven. The powers of the heavens shall be shaken, and then shall appear the sign of the Son in heaven, Then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven, heavenly clouds, with power and great glory. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet. I mean, that's a message being trumpeted. Not somebody blowing a horn. And they shall gather together what? His elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Mark says earth and heaven. God's going to gather his elect. There's an elect people going to be here when Jesus comes. How many believe that?
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. And you know, he said we must endure to the end to be saved. And that elect is going to endure. They're going to be here. Hallelujah. And God is going to avenge them speedily. Because they're crying out in faith. Hallelujah. How many believe it?
Praise
Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, look in Matthew 11:24. Matthew 11:24. It says, but I say to you that it shall be... No, it's Matthew... Did I say 11:24?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. It's Mark 11:24. We got it right. Therefore, I say to you, what things soever you desire... And he's got some desire in you tonight that's right, not wrong. When you pray, believe that you receive them and you might have them. Oh, you shall have them. When shall you have them? When you believe, when you pray. Isn't that right? How many believe you got to get it before you... You got to believe you've got it before you get it. Whatever you're asking for. I'll read it again. Therefore, I say to you that what things soever you desire... How many know he's got to put that desire in you? He'll give you the desires of your heart. Praise God. How many know the Holy Ghost lives in my heart? When you pray, believe that you receive them, you shall have them. The elect of God believe they receive and they shall be avenged. Hallelujah. And they will be crying out when Jesus comes. And I believe the answer is when he said, will there be faith when the Son of Man cometh? The answer is yes, the elect of God will have faith and will be believing Jesus to come and avenge them speedily. Hallelujah. How many believe that?
Amen.
Oh, yeah. Praise the Lord. Look in Matthew 21:22. Hallelujah. Jesus said, all things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer believing, you shall receive. You shall receive. I mean, it's time to believe God for things. It's time to believe, regardless of what we see, regardless of what we hear. It's time to believe. With God's faith in our heart, and we confess it with our lips. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Praise God. Look in 7:7 now. 7:7 of Matthew. Scripture we all know. Ask and it shall be given. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be open unto you, individually and corporately. Hallelujah. It is for us. Amen. We must believe what we pray. Do you believe that? Now he said, God shall avenge these elect. The word avenge means to vindicate. To protect, it means justice, or to defend. God will defend his elect. God will vindicate us, hallelujah, as the elect of God. Amen. Hebrews 10 says something to us. Hebrews 10:37. I like this scripture. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come, and will not tarry. Hallelujah. God said, I'll do it speedily. But how many know his speed and our speed should everything? But God said he will do it. Again, when God moves, nothing can stop God from moving. Are you hearing me? Look in Colossians 3 now. Look in Colossians. Chapter 3, verse 10. 3:10. And hath put on the new man. How many believe he's designed a new man for you and I? Amen. He desired it and he's going to demonstrate it, somebody said one time. And put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. And where there's neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision, uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond or free, but Christ is all in all. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy. And where there's neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision, uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond or free, but Christ is all in all. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, and so forth. So he's saying, put off the old, put on the new, as the elect of God. Amen? As the electos of God. Now 1 Peter chapter 1. 1 Peter 1, verse 2. First Peter 1, verse 2, he says, he uses the word here, elect or chosen. In verse 2, according to the foreknowledge of God the Father through sanctification of the Spirit. And then he tells us about this people that's going to receive their inheritance. Verse 4, their inheritance is incorruptible, it's undefiled, it doesn't fade away, it's reserved. And verse 5, who are kept by the power of God through faith and unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. God has a people. He's putting his inheritance in. Amen. In you and in me. Glory. The elect of God. How many believe that? Chapter 2, verse 6. Chapter 2, verse 6. It says in this verse, I believe it is, speaking of Jesus, wherefore, also it's contained in the Scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious. And he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Jesus is the elect, the chosen of God. Amen? And he's raising up a people that's the elect of God and the chosen of God. 2 Timothy 2. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 10. Oh, I like this scripture. You know, Paul never told Timothy something he would not do. 2 Timothy 2, verse 10. Therefore, Paul said, I endure all things for the elect's sake. Now look back down to verse 3. He's telling Timothy to endure some things. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. I may believe you're going to meet up with a lot of obstacles if you're going to be a soldier.
Amen.
You ever been in the service like Jack was? And I wasn't in the war like Jack was, but I was in the army. We still had a lot of obstacles, even though I wasn't in the war. Praise God. Okay. But nevertheless, there was a lot of them. There's a lot. You know, boot training is nothing easy, especially the paratroopers. Amen. Marines or anyone's branch service would go into. I was in the paratroopers, too. But anyway, their boot camp was tough. It was hard. You know, half the group, 700, the group I was in, 700, went in and 350 made it and 350 didn't make it. Well, you know, praise the Lord. How many know you gotta endure in the natural, physical? But how much more do we have to endure in the spirit? And so he said here in verse 3, therefore, endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Trouble is, sometimes we get hard and we shouldn't. He didn't say get hard, did he? He said, endure hardness. It's going to come your way. Well, I don't want to get hard. I want to stay soft. Liable, that's right. But then he said up here in verse 10, therefore I endure all things for the elect's sake, the chosen of God, that they may obtain something. How many believe we need to intercede and pray for somebody? The elect of God. That they may obtain. Obtain. That word obtain means to... It means a lot of things, but I won't go into that. Anyway, they obtain what? The salvation that's in Christ Jesus. How many know there's common salvation, great salvation, and eternal salvation?
Yes.
Come on.
Amen.
Two are mentioned in Hebrews, one in Jude. But so Paul said, I endure all things for the elect's sake, that they will obtain that salvation, that full salvation. Come on, spirit, soul, and body.
Yes.
Somebody's going to have to endure.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Somebody's going to have to endure hardness as a good soldier.
Yeah.
Praise God. I want to tell you, Paul didn't tell everybody that they were soldiers. You said in the scriptures, he don't use that word soldier many times. Just a few times he used the word soldier. Amen? Hallelujah. I mean, no, not everybody's going to be in this army of God.
Right.
People talk about it, but not everybody's going to be in it. Somebody's going to have to qualify. Isn't that right?
Right.
Praise God. I hope I can make it. Hallelujah. I mean, no, nothing sure without pressing into God, as our brother said tonight. We have to press into that kingdom. Amen? You know, Jesus' ministry was how long on the earth? 3.5 years. How long was he in preparation before he went in that ministry, though? 30 years. How long has he been in intercession? Almost 2,000 years. I mean, no, that's the greatest ministry I believe there is. Intercession. Hallelujah. Look over just a minute in James. Look at James 5, 13 through 18. I want to tell you seven things here in these scriptures about prayer. But we're talking about the elect of God crying out to God for God to avenge them in their from their adversary. And here in James 5, verse 13, is any among you afflicted? Well, I imagine we could all raise our hands in some area. Everybody's afflicted but Jack tonight. He's on top. Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. The one is, we get in trouble, we want everybody else to pray for us, don't we? Well, that's fine sometimes. But he said, let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Well, we can all sing when we're happy. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders. I mean, all the churches need some elders of the singular church. Man, I could get on that. and let them pray over him, the one that's called for him, the elders, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord, and the prayer of faith, come on, shall save the sick. The Lord shall raise him up. If he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another. Pray one for another that you what? May be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. It accomplishes much. Elijah was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, the earth brought forth her fruit. Brethren, if any of you do err from the truth and want to convert him, let him know that he which converts the sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death, shall hide a multitude of sins. How many know prayer works, brethren? Prayer works. Now, number one, notice in verse 13 what it tells us here. He said, is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. How many know that's personal prayer? That's you individually praying. That's personal. Number one. Verse 14, here's united prayer. Because let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him. So that's united prayer. Thank God for united prayer of the leadership. Can you say amen? I thank God for leaders that prayed for me and God's touched me many times. I thank God for leadership. Apostles, prophets, teachers, shepherds, evangelists. And I respect them. And I tell you something. I go a lot of places. Jack goes a lot of places. I'm sure the other brethren. But I don't know any other place like Lake Hamilton. I don't know of any other place like Lake Hamilton who brings in a fivefold ministry into this place. Whether it's kingdom preaching, end time preaching, deliverance, healing, baptism in the Holy Ghost, people get saved. If people got saved last camp meeting, I thank God for that. How many know that we need the fivefold ministry operating the church? Praise God. Then look at verse 15. Here is consecrated prayer in verse 15 because he says, the prayer of faith shall what? Save the sick. The Lord shall raise him up. Committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. That's consecrated prayer. And then in verse 16, here's mutual prayer. Confess your faults one to another. Pray one for another that you may be healed. Amen. That you may be healed. Praise God. Mutual prayer. Praying one for another. I mean, oh, we need to pray for each other in the right way, not the wrong way. Not out of the soul, but out of the spirit. We could teach on soul force versus spirit force. And we need to bind that soul force in each one of us tonight. Amen? Because there's a lot of things emanate from our soul that's not from the spirit. Can you say amen? Verse 16, here's effectual fervent prayer. What did he say? The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. That's efficacious praying. Fervent praying. I mean, no, that's hot prayer. That's what I call it. Amen. And then in verse 17, notice. It says here about Elijah. This is that devoted prayer. Elijah was a man subject to like passions as we are. He prayed earnestly. How many know Jesus prayed earnestly and he sweat, as it were, great drops of blood? And Elijah prayed earnestly that it might not rain in the space of 3.5 years so forth. Praise God. Verse 18. Here's the last one now. Notice what it says. He prayed again. That's continual prayer. He prayed again. Hallelujah. I mean, sometimes our prayers didn't get through and we got to pray again. Well, people say, well, if you pray more once, you pray in unbelief. So what? Pray again. Amen. Pray till you get through. Pray till you know that you know God's heard you. Amen. I mean, Jesus prayed. How many times in the garden did he pray there? Three times. Praise God. Well, I don't believe it's praying in unbelief. Do you? No way. I don't believe it. Amen. Now look in Ezekiel 13. Somebody's got to stand in the gap for Israel, for the church. And God tells the prophets here through the prophet, verse 5 of Ezekiel 13, you've not gone up into the gaps. Neither made up the hedge. I mean, if we don't stand in our place, the enemy will come right in. Into your life, into your home, into the church, into the nation, whatever. He said, you've not made up the gaps nor made up the hedge, stood in the gaps, made up the hedge for the house of Israel to stand in the battle in the day of the Lord. How many know the battle is coming in this day of the Lord that we're facing? And somebody's got to be an intercessor. Amen? Praise God. And that's you and me. You believe that? Amen. Then look chapter 22 of Ezekiel. Chapter 22. God's raising up a man. Do you believe that? Now, look at verse 26. I want to show you several words here. Look at verse 26. He's talking about the priest who's violated God's law, who haven't taught the difference between the clean and the unclean. How many know we've got to be clean? How many know there's a mixture in all of us tonight? Now, verse 27, first the priest, now the princes. And notice, they're destroying souls. Our sister taught on the soul this morning. Amen. They're shedding blood. They're destroying souls by dishonest gain. How many know God's going to cut out the merchandisers in the church? The peddlers. Are you hearing me? Huh? How many's read David Wilkerson's new newsletter recently? He just sent out. He said within 5 years, there's going to be a lot of them off television, except the real honest ones. Did you hear that? That's a strong word, isn't it? Well, I believe it's coming. David Wilkerson. He just said that some of the people on the satellite TV networks will be off the air within less than 5 years. Look at verse 28. The prophets. Notice divination. And then verse 29, the people used oppression. Exercise robbery. God said, I hate robbery, another scripture. So you got the priest, you got the princes, you got the prophets, and you got the people doing all these things. And then he says in verse 30, I sought for a man. So in the midst of all of this stuff, God's looking for a man.
Yeah.
Well, how many know it's in the church today? Huh?
Yeah.
Sure. There's mixture in the church. There's divination in the church.
Right.
Oppression in the church. I sought for a man among them, that they should make up the hedge, stand in the gap, before me for the land, that I should not destroy it, but I found none. I found none. God wants a man. God wants a corporate man tonight.
Yeah.
To stand up in faith. I remember one time there was an intercessor group in Tulsa. They met in the Assembly of God Church right in the basement. Never met upstairs. They met in the basement. And it was a big group, and I just went there a few times. But I remember it was during the time when the Vietnam War was going on. And as those women, most of them were women, there were other men come in too occasionally, but as they would get into prayer, God would show them many times the movements of our troops over there in Vietnam. And every soldier that they named by name that was in the war came out alive. I mean, oh, God can spare people through intercession. Amen? I remember one night I had a dream of my nephew, and I saw him killed in a car wreck. Well, I wasn't going to believe that. So we just joined hands, prayed, and broke that thing. He had a wreck and not a scratch on him. Hallelujah. I may believe intercession works. Intercession works. Hallelujah. Now, so he's looking for that man. Now look in Psalms 106. Psalms 106. And look at verse 23. Therefore, he said, he would destroy them had not Moses his chosen stood before him in the breach to turn away his wrath, lest he should destroy him. I mean, an intercessor, in one sense, risks his life. He stands between God and man, in one sense, in prayer. In prayer now. Jesus is the mediator, but in prayer. He stands there, before God, praying for others. Amen? And how many know God's wrath can be turned? Amen. Things can be changed because of somebody interceding. Amen? I think of that in Leviticus. I remember when Aaron went among the people. Remember that when the disease broke out and plague came? And he's a picture of intercession. He risked his life running among the people there in intercession. Praise the Lord. So God's raising up his intercessors. Go to Zephaniah chapter 1. Zephaniah chapter 1. I'm just going to point out three things here. Hallelujah. Zephaniah. Praise the Lord. Chapter 1. And look at verses... Look at verse 6. It says three things, and you could preach from these three things, literally. And them that are turned back from the Lord. Now, how many know there are people turned back from God today and once walked with Him? Number 2, and those that have not sought the Lord. And it's easy to get slack in your prayer life, isn't it? Let everything else crowd in. How many believe that? And number 3, nor inquired for Him. You know, they pray about everything, but they haven't cried for the Lord himself. And some of these people in verse 8, they're wearing something, clothing that's strange apparel. How many know that is those who live in the flesh, not in the spirit?
Yes, right.
Amen. How many know there's a lot of strange flesh in the church? Right. And you know, Jesus said to wait, told the apostles to wait in Jerusalem until they'd be what? Endued with power from on high. You know what that means? Literally, it means to be clothed upon from on high. It also means to sink into a garment. The Holy Ghost wants to clothe us tonight. And isn't it strange that we come to church and we see naked Christians? You've been scattered. There's a lot of scattering, but God wants to gather us together. But he said, gather yourselves together. That's a command, not an option. Yea, gather together, O nation not desired. That's God's people. Before the decree bring forth, before the day pass as the test, and before the fierce anger of the Lord come upon you. Let me tell you, God's wrath is coming upon this generation. You can't read the book of Revelation and see that the wrath of God won't come. But God hadn't appointed us to wrath, has he? He never said we wouldn't have tribulation and trouble, but I'll tell you, the wrath of God's coming upon the world. It's going to fall upon the world. The judgments of God are going to destroy men in this hour. You believe that? And notice what he says here. Before the day of the Lord's anger come upon you, seek ye the Lord. All you meek of the earth, which have wrought his judgment, seek righteousness, seek meekness. It may be you shall be hid. You may be hid or protected in the day of the Lord's anger. Prayer is what it's going to take to keep us hid in God. Amen?
Amen.
From that wrath. Praise God. We're not appointed to that wrath. He's going to hide us. Amen. Thank God. Now, how many know? Well, let me say it this way. Not to seek God is equivalent of forsaking God. Not to seek God is equivalent of forsaking God. Look in 2 Chronicles. Let me give you some scriptures from Chronicles now. Go to 2 Chronicles. Let's go to 1 Chronicles 28 first. 28 verse 9. 28:9. The scripture says, the latter part of it, if thou seek him, talking to Solomon, if thou seek him, he will be found of thee. But if thou forsake him, he will cast thee off forever. Now, that's strong words. So, not to seek God is equivalent to forsaking God. Then look in 2 Chronicles chapter 24. 2 Chronicles 24, verse 20. 24:20. Down in the middle of the verse, it says, thus saith God, why transgress ye the commandments of the Lord, that you cannot prosper because you have forsaken the Lord? He hath also forsaken you. Then 2 Chronicles 15:5. 15:5 of Chronicles. Hallelujah. I believe it is. Thank you, Jesus. Maybe it's 15:15. 15:15. 2 Chronicles 15:15. And all Judah rejoiced at the oath, for they had sworn with all their heart, and sought him with all their whole desire. And he was found of them, and the Lord gave them rest round about. Hallelujah. Then chapter 31, 2 Chronicles 31, verse 20 and 21. 31:20. Hallelujah. And thus did Hezekiah, after it all Judah, wrought that which was good and right and truth before the Lord his God. And in every work that he began in the service of the house of God, and in the law, and in the commandments, to seek his God, and he did it with all of his heart, and what?
Prospered.
Hallelujah. Then we go to Jeremiah 29. Oh, I love this scripture here. My, my. Jeremiah 29. Thank God for the word of God. Jeremiah 29:11. He said, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, the Lord says, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you an expected end. How many know God? God can give us that expected end, which is good. Then shall you call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And you shall seek me and find me, when you shall search for me with all, come on, all your heart. And I will be found of you. I, the Lord, he's saying, saith the Lord, I will turn away your captivity. I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places whither I have driven you, saith the Lord, and I will bring you again into the place whence I caused you to be carried away captive. But it's going to take the whole heart, isn't it?
Yeah.
Seeking God. Amen?
Yeah.
How many know God is life? And when you find life, how many know you found Jesus? Hallelujah. Many on the Broadway, but I'm telling you, there is that straight and narrow that's the way it leads into the Holy of Holies. Amen? To that hundredfold, that life that's everlasting. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, I want to give you another scripture. Look in Psalms 119 with that in mind. 119. Praise your Lord. He said, blessed are the undefiled in the way. Verse 1. The undefiled. I mean, Revelation 14 says there's 144,000 not defiled with women, literally the harlot church. And these are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the what? Law of God, the Lord, which is the Word of God. And blessed are they that keep His testimonies and that seek Him. Here it is now. It's what Jeremiah said, with a whole heart. That is the overcomer. They also do no iniquity. They walk in His ways. What are the ways of God? The Bible said His ways are judgment. They judge themselves first. How many know who judge ourselves will not be judged? Amen? Praise God. Amen. Now, how many believe that we not only pray for all men, for ourselves, and for other saints, how many believe we need to pray for the ministry? I want to show you this in the scripture, in a few scriptures. Now, turn over to 2 Thessalonians. You want to be blessed? Look at 2 Thessalonians 3, verse 1. You want to be kept from evil? Here's how to be kept from evil. Jesus prayed we'd be kept from the evil one, didn't he? 2 Thessalonians 3, finally, he's wrapping these two letters up, Paul is. And he says, brethren, pray for us, the ministry. Hallelujah. Verse 1, chapter 1 there, look at verse 1 there of chapter 2 Thessalonians. We're talking about Paul, Silas, and Timothy, all three apostles. And then he says here in verse 1 of chapter 3, finally, brethren, pray for us, the minister, that the word of the Lord may have free course, literally run freely, and be glorified even as it is with you. How many know that's good for us to hear the word here, but how many know we need to take it out to others? Isn't that right? That others might also hear. Now, he said, and that we may be delivered, that is the ministry, from unreasonable and wicked men, for all men have not faith. But the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil if you pray for the ministry. Yet the word can go forth, run freely, have its course in other places. Amen? So you have an obligation to pray for the ministry and pray correctly for the ministry. Amen? Look in Ephesians 6. Hallelujah. I thank God for true intercessors that have prayed for me. Ephesians 6. Paul talks about the armor. I won't go into that, but look down to verse 18. Praying always, but here's part of the armor. Praying always with all prayer and supplication where in the Spirit, watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Then he says in verse 9, and for me. And for me. Why? That utterance may be given to me. Notice that. Pray for me that God will give me utterance, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. Well, how many know he talked a lot about this mystery in chapter 3? Now go over to another scripture. Go over to Colossians 4. Colossians 4, praise God. And how many know that Paul talked about Christ in us, the hope of glory? How many know that he talked about every man being made perfect in Christ? But if you'll come up to chapter 4, look in verse 12, first of all, two scriptures I want to give you. Epaphras, who is one of you, a servant of Christ, saluteth you always, laboring. How many know prayers work? Laboring fervently for you, the church, in prayers. And that's a different kind of praying, that you may stand perfect. I'm going to tell you something. It's going to take somebody praying for you and I to bring us into perfection and complete in all the will of God. Now, look over in chapter 4, now, verse 2. Paul says, continue in prayer, and watch in the same with thanksgiving, withal praying also for us, that's the ministry, that God would open unto us a door of utterance. Now, when the door is open, how many know there's also many adversaries? Many adversaries. And that God would open a door of utterance to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in bonds, that I may make it manifest as I ought to speak. Praise God. So Paul asked for prayers, that God would open that door of utterance to speak the mystery of Christ with all boldness. Amen. Look in 2 Corinthians chapter 1. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 7. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 1, 7. And Paul said, "And our hope of you is steadfast, knowing that as ye are partakers of the sufferings, so shall you be also of the consolation. For we would not, brethren, have you ignorant of our trouble which came to us in Asia, that we were pressed out of measure." How many has ever felt that? Listen, I've felt it many times in the ministry. I'm sure many other ministers have too. Maybe mentally, maybe physically. Another thing. "Above strength, insomuch that we despaired even of life. But we have the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God which raises the dead." Look at verse 10. "Who delivered us from so great a death, and doth deliver, in whom we trust that he will yet deliver." Past, present, future. "You also helping together by prayer for us," the church now, "that for the gift bestowed upon us by the means of many persons, thanks may be given by many on our behalf." Praise God. One other scripture in closing. Philippians chapter 1. Hallelujah. Verse 19 and 20. And Paul says, "For I know that this shall turn to my salvation through your prayer and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, according to my earnest expectation and my hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but that with all boldness, as always, so now also Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be by life or by death." Hallelujah. And so Paul says, through your prayer and the supply of the Holy Spirit, amen, we need that supply, amen, through the prayers of God's people, as you intercede and pray for the ministry. Praise the Lord. So God's going to avenge his elect who cry unto him day and night. And he's going to avenge them from their adversary, and he's going to do it with speed. And I believe that he will find the faith on the earth of his elect when he comes. Hallelujah. They will be standing in the gap. They will be crying out. They will be believing the Lord for their salvation, their full deliverance. Can you say amen? Amen. Hallelujah. How many want to be delivered? We got to pray in faith and believe God, amen, for what he has said we could have. Amen. It's time to kick unbelief out and let faith work in us. Amen. Faith comes by hearing still yet and hearing by the word of God. Amen. We believe every word of God that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Let's stand. Praise the Lord. May the Lord bless. Praise the Lord. I thank God for his word tonight. He's truly raising up an elect people. Amen. Father, we thank you tonight for God's elect that you're raising up, Lord. The elect of God. The chosen of God. Lord, that stand in the gap and make up the hedge, who exercise that faith in their God. We praise you tonight, Lord, and we lift up the elect of God across the world, across the nation, even right here tonight, Lord. And God, we thank you that you're preserving the people for the end of this age. Hallelujah. And you shall gather them up, Lord, in your arms. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for each one that's been called into the elect of God. Lord, many are called again, few are chosen. We thank you that you're choosing a people. Lord, in the midst of the furnace, in the midst of trials and testings and tribulation, God, we thank you tonight for the faith of Jesus you're putting in our hearts. We bless you, we praise you, and we honor you for the faith of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Lord, let us earnestly contend for the faith that was once delivered to the saints. Jesus, forgive us for all doubt and unbelief. Wash us from that doubt. We rebuke the spirit of unbelief and doubt. And as we pray and as we intercede, Lord, help us to believe. Because you said we could have those things we desired as we pray, if we believe. And Lord, I believe for the elect of God tonight, that you'll bring forth this people, hallelujah, in the earth, that will do the works of Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let's praise you. Amen. Praise you. Praise you, God. 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 Hallelujah. Orianda la rasti ande la rasto yanda. E la brasi calabrosti ande le brisi ande broco yanda. We praise you, we praise you, praise you, praise you, praise you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Ya rasto la brisi ande la brasi ande la rosto cora brasi ande la rasto. E la brasi ande la broco yanda le brisi ande la rosto yanda. Praise you, Lord, praise you, Lord, praise. Hallelujah. For the hand of the Lord is upon thee, my son, and I put my belt and girdle of truth upon thee. I put my helmet upon thy head, and yea, I'm shouting thee with the preparation of the gospel of peace. For I've given you eyes to see and an ear to hear, saith the Lord. And I shall thrust thee forth in this hour, and thou shalt go forth in my name. For I am with thee, saith the Lord, on the left and on the right. Fear not man, lest I would confound thee, saith the Lord. For I put that boldness in your heart to speak and declare that which I have shown you. For thou shalt run with a vision, and thou shalt see new things, saith God. For I shall open your eyesight, I shall open your inner man, and thou shalt see new truths that I shall usher into thee, saith the Lord. And thou shalt rejoice and know that I have called thee, equipped thee, and I've sent thee forth, yea, for this hour. And thou shalt be strong in the Lord. And the Lord touches your physical body. And the Lord gives you strength, yea, in your physical body. And I rebuke every infirmity and every attack, Lord, upon his body tonight in the name of Jesus. And I lift that healing and that strength in my brother tonight in the name of Jesus. I take dominion and authority over the evil one that would work against his physical body, and I break the power of its bonds, I break the power of the chain, I break the power of infirmity, and I loose him in the name of Jesus, and I thank you, Jesus, for your faith being imparted to my brother tonight, and God, I thank you for healing him and delivering him in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord Jesus, you are his healer and his deliverer. And Lord, I break all solical prayers, psychic prayers has been prayed against this ministry, prayed against this man of God. I cut it off and I loose him tonight from that. All oppression, all hindrances that's come against him, Lord. I break his chain. I break his power. You loose this man of God in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I speak favor to this man. I speak the doors to be opened this man. I speak life to him. Hallelujah. Oh, but the Lord has given you a hear, brother. He's given you an ear to hear the Holy Ghost. And yea, the Lord said, new truth shall come. Yea, new revelations from the throne, from the Holy Ghost. Yea, the God says you don't have to take a back seat. I put you in the driver's seat, and you'll hear new things, and you'll move in the Spirit in a new day for a new time to a new people, saith the Lord. So fret not, my son. I'm with thee, and I'll make you strong for this hour. Hallelujah. Give him praise. Give him praise. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Alan, I want your wife to come. Praise God. You can come with her if you want to. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise God. I saw her back there in the Spirit, and I didn't recognize who she was. I couldn't see. Come right up. Praise the Lord. Stay in the Spirit with me. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Reach your hands out to our sister. What's your first name? I'm sorry. Janet. Okay. Praise the Lord. Reach your hands out to Janet right now. Okay? Kilabra solabra kitab tandabro sikalabra siandalabra haya. Amen. Thou shalt hear a word behind thee saying, this is the way. Walk in it when you turn to the left and when you turn to the right. For the Lord does give you swift hearing. The Lord does dig your ear. And the Lord does speak things intimately to your inner man. And thou shalt hear in the night season. I shall bring a dream. I shall bring a vision. I shall show you by pictures, and thou shalt see new truths. But the Lord said there's also a caution to be very careful how you interpret it. What I would show thee, but no, I will bring wise people across thy path that shall give you revelation, that shall bring truth, and your heart shall rejoice, and your feet shall go in many directions, for you cried it, and God says, it shall be. Hallelujah. 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 Praise him tonight. Praise him tonight. Glory. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise God. I want to pray over your church tonight. Is that all right? Jack, come over and stand with me in this. And Brother Moore, would you? Let's pray for their fellowship in Memphis, okay? Father, we pray for their fellowship in the name of Jesus. And God, we just cut off every spirit of murmuring, complaining, Lord God, from outsiders, Lord. We come against, Lord, the work of the evil one, and we speak life. Oh, hallelujah. We speak life to take hold of this church as never before, that you would use our brother and sister in a mighty way, Lord God. And we just thank you for truth to the people that's coming, and we bind and rebuke the evil one, Lord God, that would bring any kind of confusion, turmoil, or trouble. I cut it off ahead of time, and I command it to fall to the ground. I command the lie to be broken in Jesus' name. And Lord, I thank you your protection and hedge is over our brother and sister Coffee and the fellowship there, Lord. I thank you for an increase. And Lord, if they get too big, give them another building. Hallelujah. Amen. Move speedily and quickly there in the name of Jesus, Lord. We ask it in your name.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise
amen. Anybody got a word? Just if you do, just obey the Holy Ghost here.
The Lord says that any weapon formed against you shall come to naught.
Hallelujah.
They have no fear, for the Lord shall be your stand.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Yea, he shall be your stay. Yea, thou art not to fear men, but to fear God. Yea, for he is the one that is directing your move and your ministry.
Jesus.
Yea, and I shall not leave you alone. I shall not send you where I do not go, saith the Lord. Yea, but I shall send you. Yea, I shall even go before thee.
Thank you, Lord.
Yea, and I shall make the high places low.
Mm-hmm.
I'll make the crooked places straight. I'll make your feet like hinds.
Hallelujah.
And you shall live in my presence and not die. Cast out devils into the sea.
Yes.
Yea, and preach the word of God. Yea, and so shall you live and prosper in the land of the living.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord hath spoken. Who is he that can gainsay my word? Saith the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
I hear the Lord say, son and daughter,
pitch
thy tent in such a way that thou shalt go from glory to glory.
Yes.
From elevation unto elevation.
Mm-hmm.
For thou shalt find no permanent place to rest in the realm of truth.
For
the Lord shall open thine understanding and thine eyes that thou shalt see things that thou hast not seen here before.
Yes.
For behold, I shall cause ye, as you shall turn the pages of the word, it shall be like turning over rocks and finding treasures.
Yes.
And the Lord shall quicken it unto thy spirit. And behold, the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich shall add no sorrow, but shall take thee into the realms and prepare thee, yea, for the ministry that he hath given
thee
as a vision that would speak of itself. And no longer just be that which is in thy spirit, but shall come forth in full manifestation.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
You got a word for anybody else? If the Lord leads you? Yes. Brother, you got a word for anyone else? Okay. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's give the Lord a good hand. Amen. We bless you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord, for ministering to your people. Amen.
Yeah.
Praise God. The meeting tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, right? Father, we thank you for your word that's went forth, Lord. We thank you that, God, you're raising up the elect of God. And as we go our ways tonight, we ask your direction, your guidance, Lord. Give us a good night's rest. Cover us with the blood of Jesus. Bring us back tomorrow, Lord. And we bless your name. Everybody said amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.